On Parents Weekend 2012, we say good evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium on the campus of Dort College in Sioux Center, Iowa, as the Dort College Defenders and Buena Vista Beavers get set for non-conference volleyball action this evening at the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Dort College Defenders come into the contest 19-7 overall, while Buena Vista is 4-19 under Coach Lori Slight. The Dort College Defenders hail out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They have a 9-1 mark. They'll be playing number 6 in the country, Hastings, tomorrow. And that is a 10-0 conference team. So the Dort College Defenders, the distinct possibility they might be overlooking this Buena Vista team. But in talking with Coach Chad Hansen earlier today, I believe that is unlikely. The Buena Vista Beavers come in 0-6 in Iowa Conference play. They'll have a busy day tomorrow as they head to Forest City for a pair of matches hosted by Waldorf. I had the opportunity, as I alluded to, visit with Coach Chad Hansen earlier today, and here's what the coach had to say about tonight's matchup. Dort College Defenders get set to play Buena Vista this evening, non-conference volleyball action, and the Dort College Defenders a couple of days off since their last outing at Mount Marty in Yankton, South Dakota. And Coach, after that one, we talked about the fact that you had some work to do on Wednesday and Thursday in preparation for this weekend, not only this evening's match, but tomorrow's match with Hastings College. How has that preparation gone on Wednesday and Thursday of this week?
I feel pretty good with the preparation. I know that we've got our work cut out for us in the next two matches in very different ways. Hastings sitting at the top of our conference with a strong winning record, nationally ranked. Buena Vista having a struggling season on the losing side, and expectations might be a little different for them coming in this evening. So for us, the mental toughness that it will take both to compete against Buena Vista tonight and tomorrow on the road at Hastings are, I think, a similar mental toughness, though very different venues. And the last 2 days of practice, we've tested that. We've pushed our athletes to be successful through different pressure moments. We've worked on our systems in different ways and trying to expand some of the options that we have offensively in serve-receive.
The last, you basically have 2 to 3 weeks left of what I would call the regular season and then the GPAC postseason as well, and then after that you hope for some more play. Do you add things to your system? Do you build into practices that you're going to add to your system throughout the course of the year, or is it a matter of what you see is what you get at this point?
I really like the idea of adding layers to our system, and I think that's important that teams are able to do that. At times, as a coach, I personally get greedy and want us to be further along than maybe we're ready for, and I'm learning how to try and give us additional focus points, a new style of set that our hitters can go after, a new formation in our serve-receive that will just create a different look and different attack angles. I think it keeps the athletes fresh too, and thinking about the game from so many different dimensions and how to put a new look in front of a team that may not have seen you look that way on paper or on film.
How do you approach? What does Buena Vista do? What do you know about them, and how do you prepare for tonight?
Buena Vista, a pretty good team in the systems that they run. Pretty simple from what I see at this point. To be honest with you, Mike, I've not spent a ton of time in breaking them down. I have seen them on film, and what I've seen of them on the offensive side, running a 6-2. I know that they've got some pretty standard offensive play sets going out to the pin. They'll run different routes with their middles. Not a complex offense for us to defend against. And as far as the style of offense and what they run, I think there is some similarity to what we will see against the Hastings team tomorrow.
Parents weekend for your team this weekend. A lot of, I would imagine, things out of the ordinary for your team. How do you try to keep things as much in system off the court as possible?
You know, we've been with my team, with this program, we've been talking about this particular weekend for many months and looking ahead, knowing the distractions that are here, the neat distractions with the inauguration of President Hoekstra earlier today, and late night with the Defenders going on Friday evening. Parents are coming into town and reconnecting with their daughters from our team. So there's a ton happening in the midst of us competing for a GPAC title tomorrow at Hastings. We've continually discussed this in ways of creating or alleviating some of the stresses, talking about strategies with how we want to handle this weekend through the busyness, expectations, and I think as much as I try to create the expectations, the athletes are looking for me to do that, and I want their feedback too on, you know, what should we do for tonight, and having our athletes out at the late night with the defenders, and you know, a lot of those things they create on their own, and use me as a sounding board for that. That frees us up so that we know how to go on a road trip tomorrow. We try to leave very little undiscussed and very little to chance in that way.
That is Coach Chad Hansen talking about his team and the preparation for tonight with the Buena Vista Beavers. Let's take a closer look at these two teams, and we'll pause for a moment as we get along in our pre-match coverage. Buena Vista, 4-19, they average 9.2 kills, 12.13 digs, 1.73 blocks, and 1.62 ace serves. Kirsten Van Zijden leads the team with 2.88 kills per set. Chelsea Clayton is at 2.6. Jenna Peters, Abby Heinrichs account for and Abby Heinrichs account for 1.65 and 1.24 kills per outing. Courtney Van Haften is the leader in assists with a 6.18 average. Buena Vista's wins this season are over Grinnell, Monmouth, Knox, and Lincoln Christian. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll pause while our national anthem is played and be back with more right after this. We told you about Buena Vista. Dort College is 19-7 this season, 9-1 in conference play with a loss in league coming to Doan College. Dort College ended a three-match losing streak on Tuesday with a win over Mount Marty in Yankton. Dort's averaging 12.26 kills per set with a team kill efficiency of 220. They also average 1.46 ace serves per contest with 2.63 blocks, and they total 13.94 digs per outing. Danae Gales leads the team with a 2.62 kills per set average, and she has a 274 kill efficiency. Caitlin Sculler is good for 2.55 kills. Lindsay Flohn knocks down 2.35 kills per outing with a 291 kill efficiency, and she tops the team with a 1.17 blocks per set average. Boy Sar has lifted her kill average to 2.11 as she is in on just under one block per set. Kayla Gasink leads the team with 9.35 assists, and she also has 38 serves and 2.56 digs. Kayla Brookeis gets to 4.07 digs, and Jana Van Zanten accounts for 1.87 digs with a team-high 31 ace serves. Jocelyn Bausma has 28 ace serves, and Brookeis 25. Loris handled Buena Vista 25-14, 25-14, 26-24 Tuesday night in Dubuque. Chelsea Clayton had a team-high 11 kills, Van Haften 23 assists. Dort College nipped Marty 25-22, 25-23, 25-22 in Yankton on Tuesday. Lindsay Flohn got 10 kills to lead the defenders, and Gales had 9. Gasink put up 31 assists. Brookeis had 9 digs. Buena Vista and Dort have played 17 times since 1985. Dort College has won all 17 matches. Last time these two teams played was on September 19th of 2000. Dort College won that one 15-0, 15-3, 15-1. Dort was led by Karen Netz and Rebecca Baber with 11 kills each. Darcy Wassener had 8 kills. Elisa Den Hartog and Stacey Vandertag had 22 and 12 assists respectively. And Vanda Franken had 11 digs. And on a night when the alumni were here for the junior varsity match, only fitting that you have to go back into the annals for some 12 years for the last time these two teams played. And several of those players we mentioned as leaders on that particular evening back in the DeWitt Gymnasium for this evening's alumni festivities. We are underway with volleyball, short serve by Brookeis, controlled by Buena Vista. Set goes right side, popped over the block, taken by Gasing, gets it over to Sar. Sar's going to be called for the double contact. Point Buena Vista. And the Dort College defenders trail 1-0. 1-0 our score. And that was Bausma with service rather than Brookeis, beg your pardon. Serving for Buena Vista will be the libero, number 35, Jordan Henningsen. Henningsen with service. Henningsen serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back right side, Gales. Gales hits the tape, and it drops down. No, it hit the antenna. Beg your pardon. Point, Buena Vista. Buena Vista leads 2-0. Gales with the attack error, hitting the antenna. Buena Vista leads it 2-0. Henningsen serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside. It comes Krausman over high hands kill. Krausman with the kill as she went up over the top of the block, elevated and knocks it down to the back line. Serving for the defenders now will be Brookeis. Brookeis, the junior from Edgerton, Minnesota. Brookeis serve short, taken by Henningsen, controlled by Buena Vista on the attack. Set goes right side, popped over the block, taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing to Flohn. Flohn unable to redirect it enough. Buena Vista digs it up. Brookeis comes back right side, Gales. Gales through the block and the kill. Gales with the kill, and for Danae Gales, that is kill number one. So Crossman with a kill, Gales with a kill. Dort College has tied it up at 2-2. 2-2 our score. Brookeye serve short, controlled by Buena Vista. Set comes left side, off high hands, and the kill for Chelsea Clayton. Clayton with the kill, her first this evening, and Buena Vista's back in front, 3-2. 3-2 our score. Serving Buena Vista, and the serve is long and out of bounds, and Gales pulls back at the last instant. We are tied up at 3-3 on the service error by Buena Vista and Kirsten Van Zijden. Serving for the defenders will be Selene Hahn. Hahn serves short, taken by Buena Vista. Gets it over to Van Haften. Van Haften goes middle to Clayton. Clayton blocked at the net by Flohn and Krausman. Flohn and Krausman with the kill, with the block put up. Clayton tried to tip it. Now Hahn with service. Hahn serves short, taken by Kirsten Van Zijden, and Van Zijden is blocked at the net. Point Dort College, another point on a block, and the defenders lead at 5-3. 5-3 our score, Dort College leading by a deuce. Serve to the back line, taken by Van Zijden. Buena Vista scrambling, pushed over the net by Clayton. One-arm stab saved by Flohn, kept it alive. And a down ball by Brookeis, controlled by Buena Vista. Van Haften sets outside, into the block. That was Abby Henricks going up after it. Dort College blocked it back at her. Now Dort College punches it to the back corner and out of bounds by Flohn. Point of Buena Vista. Flohn with the attack error for Dort College. They're going after win number 20 of the season this evening. Serving for Buena Vista is Alexis Wilchin. Wilchin served, taken by Hahn, and Hahn passes it up and over the net and out of bounds, and a service ace for Buena Vista and Wilchin. So Wilchin with the ace, and we're tied up at 5-5. Set comes over to Krausman. Krausman tips it over, controlled by Dort College again after Buena Vista returned it, and Krausman gets the kill. Krausman with the kill, and for Megan Krausman, that is number two this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, a busy, busy day on the Dort College campus today. Lots of activities with Parents Weekend. And we've got a timeout on the floor, charge to Buena Vista and Coach Lori Slight. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible in part by a grant from the Van Englund Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig's a broker. Dort College, the dump by Gaysink. Gaysink with a kill. Gaysink comes out of the timeout, charged to Buena Vista, and registers the kill with the dump shot. And the defenders lead at 7-5. 7-5 our score. Van Zant with service. Short serve controlled by Buena Vista. Van Haften shoots it out wide. And hitting the back line for the kill is Abby Henricks. Henricks with the kill. And Buena Vista cuts the lead down to 7-6 again. 1-point ball game. Clayton with service, taken by Van Zant, gets it over to Gaysink. She tips it over, and a net violation called on the defenders. The attack error officially is how it will be called on Gaysink. And we're tied up at 7-all. Tie number 4 of set number 1. Gaysink with the set over to Flohn. Flohn tips it to the back line, controlled by Buena Vista. They scramble, now pushed over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Van Zanten, Gaysink, backside Flohn. Flohn off high hands. Taken by Clayton, controlled by Buena Vista. Henricks tips it over the block, and Buena Vista's back in front, 8-7. Buena Vista with the lead. Chelsea Clayton with service. Taken by Hahn, an overpass, and it drops. Gaysink was able to get just enough of it after the overpass, or on the overpass, to redirect it. We're tied up at 8-8. Not sure how we'll score that. You almost have to give Gaysink a kill on that play. Got just enough of it to put it down. Buena Vista attacking. Set goes outside. Blocked at the net was Jenna Peters. Buena Vista from the back line. The attack by Van Zijden. Dort College attacking now. Sculler through the block. Controlled by Buena Vista. Passed over the net. Free ball. Hahn to Gasing. Gasing outside Sculler. Sculler over the top of the block, hits it long and out of bounds. Point, Buena Vista. Sculler with the attack error. 9-8, Buena Vista leading. Serving for Buena Vista, Zabby Henricks. Henricks, taken by from Ankeny. Dort College attacking. That's Saar, dug by Buena Vista. Set comes back, left side, over to Van Zuyden. Dort College trying to dig it up, and Buena Vista matches their biggest lead of the contest at 10-8. 10-8, Buena Vista in front. Dort College a little sluggish here. Henricks served, taken by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Sculler. Sculler of high hands, dug by Henningsen, controlled by Buena Vista. Over the top of the block, and Dort College unable to get the clean attack. Van Zuyden with another kill. She's got back-to-back kills. Buena Vista leads at 11-8. 11-8 our score. Henricks serve, taken by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Sculler. Sculler rolls shot, controlled by Buena Vista. Van Haften back over to Van Zuyden. Van Zuyden with another kill. Three straight for Van Zuyden. And the Dort College defenders trail 12-8. 12-8 our score. And the serve catches the tape and rolls over, and an ace serve. An ace serve for Abby Henricks. And Buena Vista has a 13-8 advantage. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Buena Vista has scored 8 of the last 9 points. They lead now 13-8. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Serve taken by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Saar. Saar with a kill. Well, Dort College needs to get something going. They trail 13-9 now. Saar with the kill, her first. And the defenders trail 13-9. Gasing with service. Kayla Gasing serve, short, controlled by Buena Vista. They scramble, and that'll be an ace serve for Gasing. Gasing with the ace serve for Kayla. That is ace serve number 31 this season. She shares team honors now with Janet Van Zanten this season. Controlled by Buena Vista, Henningsen. Set comes outside Peters, dug by Dort College. That was Van Zuyden, beg your pardon. And now off of the block, and the kill is Gales. Dort College with a three-point run here. Danae Gales with her second kill unofficially. Dort College cuts the lead down to 13-11. It was 13-8 moments ago. Gasing serve, controlled by Buena Vista. BV attacking. A block put up by the defenders. Buena Vista recovers. Van Zuyden with a roll shot, dug by Gasing. Gets it over to Saar. Saar comes back right side, over to Gales. Gales with a kill. Danae Gales with her third kill. Dort College trails 13-12. 4 points in a row for the defenders after getting down by as many as five. Gasing serve, controlled by Buena Vista. Set comes right side, and the kill for Jenna Peters. Peters with the kill. Dort College trails 14-12. 14-12. Taken by Van Zandt, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing left side, Gales. Gales had to change her approach. She gets the kill. Gales with the last 3 points for Dort College. She scored point 11, 12, and 13 for the defenders off kills. She's got, I believe, two more rotations in the front row for the defenders. Serve controlled by Buena Vista. No, they have to scramble. Now hitting it wide and out of bounds, but we've got a blocking error on the defenders as a player got called for being in the net. Net violation gives Buena Vista the point at 15-13. 15-13, Dort College. Served by Henningsen, controlled by the defenders. Set left side, Krausman. Krausman thought someone got it at the net. They did not. Point Buena Vista on the attack, error by Krausman. Krausman, freshman from Grundy Center for the defenders, tried to go over the block and got too much over it. Hit it long off the back line. Taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. She sets from the middle, right side Gales. Gales off the block, dug by Buena Vista on the cover. Van Haften sets outside, Van Zijden. Van Zijden blocked at the net, and a block put up by the defenders, Gales and Saar. Saar and Gales with the block. Dort College trails 16-14. Dort College needs to put another run together here. Served by Buena Vista. They'll set left side. Clayton with a kill. Clayton with the kill, and for Chelsea Clayton, that's number two this evening. 17-14, Buena Vista hanging on to a three-point lead right here. Gales to Gasink, Gasink to Flown, Flown off the block, controlled by Buena Vista. Clayton over the block, dug by Brookice, gets it left side, Flown now. Flown with a swing, unable to put it away. And we've got a lift called on Buena Vista. Point Dort College. So the lift called on the Beavers, serving for Dort College is the back row specialist, Selene Hahn, to the back row. Taken by Wilchin. Here comes Buena Vista. They set back row to Van Zijden off the block. Controlled by Bausma. Comes back over to Flown. Flown blocked by Clayton, but it goes out of bounds. Clayton got the block put up, but the kill for Flown as the ball tools off the block and goes out of bounds wide. Taken by Van Zijden. Wilchin passes it over. Free ball Dort College. Hahn to Gasing. Gasing punches it over. Free ball Buena Vista. They push to the back corner and wide and out of bounds. We're tied up. Buena Vista had the right idea. The corner was open. They're forced to call a timeout now as we're tied at 17. It's the first time it's been tied since it was 7-7. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. 17-17. We're tied up. Dort College and Buena Vista set number one of this best of five affair. Buena Vista attacking, set Clayton. Clayton over the top of the block and the kill. Chelsea Clayton with another kill. She has three this evening, and the Dort College defenders trail 18-17. So Buena Vista trying to take set number one. Dort College trying for the comeback. Set outside Krausman. Krausman with a kill. 18-18. So Krausman with the kill. She's got three. Serving for the Dort College defenders will be Janet Van Zanten. Van Zanten serve controlled by Buena Vista. Pushed over the net. Controlled by Brookice. And the overpass off of the dig by Brookice. And Abby Henricks puts it away. And Buena Vista back in front 19-18. Serving is Clayton for the Beavers. Low hard serve controlled by Van Zanten. Quick attack. Flown. Flown with a swing and the kill. 19 all. Yet another tie in this contest. Tie number seven of set number one. Dort College in front. Controlled by BV. Van Haften sets right side, blocked at the net, and the point for the defenders. Dort College back in front. And this is the first lead Dort College has had since it was 7-6. So a block for the defenders at 20-19. Serving Kim Byert. Byert serve controlled by Buena Vista, trying to tie it, and the dump shot blocked by Dort College. That was Peters on the swing. Sculler blocked at the net. Buena Vista reloads, and that's Sculler. Sculler got blocked again, and we're tied up 20-20. So Sculler gets blocked at the net. Buena Vista has tied it up at 20-20. Serving for BV is Abby Henricks. Henricks with service. And her serve taken by Van Zanten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing right side. It goes to Saar. Saar with a kill. Saar gives Dort College back the lead at 21-20. Serving for the defenders will be Kayla Gasing. Gasing with service. Controlled by Henningsen. Set goes wide to Peters. Peters down the line. Hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Dort College. So an attack error York College has a two-point lead at 22-20. Giesing serve, controlled by BV. Set goes to the middle, and a kill for the Buena Vista Beavers. And Van Zeden with the kill. ...22-21 Buena Vista, trailing by one. Serving for BV is Courtney Van Hafton, taken by the defender. Set goes outside, and hitting into the net is Sarn. Tack error ties it up at 22-22. 22-22 our score. Tie number 9 already of set number 1. Giesing goes to her knees for the set. Sculler tries for the tip and gets it blocked, and Buena Vista retakes the lead at 23-22. 23-22 our score. Dort College exhausts their second timeout. Back with more after this. Courtney Van Hafton with service. Buena Vista leading 23-22 and tied up now on the service error by Van Hafton. Tie number 10 of set number 1. Serving for the defenders is Bausma. Bausma serve controlled by Buena Vista, and they can't pick it out of the net. Now Dort College in position to steal this. Bausma will get credit for the ace serve, I believe. Dort College leads at 24-23. 24-23, overpass, pushed down by Krausman, and Dort College wins set 1, 25-23. Krausman with the kill on the overpass. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. Services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hoveman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paint and glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Giesing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. They're member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. And we are set for set number 2. Set number 1, Dort College 14 kills. Buena Vista 12, Dort College hit 171, Buena Vista 219. Service aces, Dort College had 2, Buena Vista had 2. Digs, Dort College 12, Buena Vista 10. 3 blocks for Dort College, 2 for Buena Vista. Serve controlled by Buena Vista, by Dort College, and Danae Gales with the kill. For Danae Gales, that is kill number 5. She had 4 in set number 1. Megan Krausman also credited with 4 kills. Lindsay Flohn had 3. Buena Vista on the attack. Krausman on the dig for Dort College. Flohn with the tip. Dug by Van Hafton. Buena Vista passes it over the net. Free ball Dort College. Comes back over to Giesing. Giesing, Gales. Gales with a swing and the kill. Gales with another kill. She's got 6. Dort College leads 2-0. Loy Saar with 2 kills in set number 1. Kirsten Van Zeden has 4 to lead Buena Vista. Set left side and into the ball, into the net is Alexis Wilchin, Point Dort College. 3-0. Buena Vista set for serve reception from Brookice. Brookice serves into the net, Point Buena Vista. So a service error by Brookice. Dort College had 2 service errors in set number 1. Beg your pardon, Dort College had none in set 1. Buena Vista had 2. Bruckeis with a pass. Bausma has to race after it. She gets to it. Krausman pushes it over. Far corner. Buena Vista attacks. Set goes to Clayton. Redirects it. Now on the block is Flown. Flown with the block. Looked like it was going to be a joust. Flown goes up and blocks Clayton. And the North College defenders lead it 4-1 on the block by Flown. Flown makes it 4-1 North College in front. Serving is Hahn, controlled by Buena Vista. Bump set. And a block put up by Gasink and Flown on Clayton. So Clayton, the leading attacker for Buena Vista, 2.6 kills per set, gets blocked by Flown and Gasink. North College leads 5-1, pushed over the net by Clayton, controlled by North College, redirected by Gasink, controlled by Buena Vista and the libero, Henningsen. Here comes Buena Vista. No, they have to pass it over the net. Free ball, North College. Gasink, back set, flown off high hands, dug by Buena Vista. They'll attack right side. Wilchin blocked at the net, saved by Clayton on the chicken wing. Comes back left side, thrown over the net by Van Zuyden, controlled by North College, Flown with a kill. Flown with the kill, and for Lindsay Flown, that is kill number four. North College forces Buena Vista to use a timeout. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Buena Vista receiving the serve from Selene Hahn. Here comes BV. Set goes right side, and tooling it off of the block for the kill is Van Zuyden. Van Zuyden makes it a 6-2 contest. North College in front by four. Buena Vista with service. This is Van Zuyden. Van Zuyden serve taken by Hahn. North College scrambling. Passed over the net now by Hahn on the third contact. Buena Vista attacking with the swing. That was Abby Henricks. North College recovers. Set comes over to Flown. Flown off the block and the kill. Lindsay Flown has accounted for the last 4 points for the defenders in one way, shape, or form. A couple of blocks and a couple of kills. Flown now unofficially with 5 kills this evening. 7-2, North College in front. Serving for the defenders is Van Zanten. Buena Vista attacks. Set right side, Clayton. Clayton through the block and the kill. Clayton with the kill. It's 7-3. 7-3 our score. Serving will be Alexis Wilchin. Taken by Van Zanten. Saved by Gasing. Pushed up into the net by Flown. Point, Buena Vista. North College unable to scramble to it, and I'm going to give Wilchin an ace serve on that. So Wilchin with the ace. North College leads 7-4. Gasing back over to Flown. Flown with a kill. Flown on a roll right now. I like that matchup. Now she's going to check out. Byard is in to serve. Saar is in to play middle front. 8-4 our score. Serving for North College is Byard, controlled by BV. Dumped over the net, and hitting the sideline is Van Haften with a kill. Van Haften with the kill. It's 8-5. North College is up 3. Clayton serve taken by Bruckeis. She wrestles it over to Van Zanten. Van Zanten over to Sculler. Sculler pushes it over the net, controlled by BV. Buena Vista over the block, dug by Van Zanten, gets it over to Gasing. Quick attack, Saar. Saar with a swing. Clayton digs it up into the stands. Point, North College. Saar with the kill. She's got 3. 9-5, North College leading. Set number 2 of this best of 5 affair. 9-5, North College up by 4. Here comes BV, set right side, and a joust at the net. One out by North College that time. Now Gales pushes it back over. And today Gales will get credit for the kill on the busted play. She's got 7 kills. Well, the longer this match goes along, North College seeming to gather some momentum here, leading 1-0. 1-1 when they probably didn't completely deserve it, but sometimes you lose ones you should win, and North College in set one won one that could have easily gotten away. An attack error by BV. North College leads 11-5. North College by 6. Short serve controlled by Buena Vista. Attacking. Set comes to Peters. Beg your pardon, Van Zuyden. Van Zuyden hits it wide and out of bounds. So an attack error by Van Zuyden. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. It's 12-5, Dort College by 7. Serving for Dort College is Kayla Gasing. Gasing serve controlled by Buena Vista. Set goes to the middle, and off high hands for the kill is Abby Henricks. She's got 3. Henricks with the kill. It's 12-6. Dort College has forced Buena Vista to use both of their timeouts already. Buena Vista serving, taken by Benzanton, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Sculler. Sculler off the block, controlled by Buena Vista. Past, well, they're scrambling now. And the down ball, and no chance of that staying in play. Abby Henricks hits it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. That'll have to go in as an attack error against Henricks. 13-6, Dort College by 7. Serving is Dort College's Bausma. BV attacking over the block, controlled by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing right side, Gales. Gales through the block and the kill. Gales with the kill, and for Dene, that is number 8, according to my count. Over at the Vernon Arena at the All-Season Center, Dort Blades Hockey as they face Kansas. That faced off at 7:30 this morning, or this evening, I should say. It's been a busy, busy day on the Dort College campus. Pass catches the tape, falls back on the Dort College side. Point Buena Vista. It's 14-7, Dort College in front. Dort College wants a timeout. Timeout, Dort College. Back with more after this. This is Defender Volleyball on KDCR. Brookhise to Gasing. Gasing to Saar. Saar unable to put it away. Here comes Buena Vista over the top of the block. Gasing digs it up. Comes back over to Saar. Saar to Gales. Gales off high hands and down on Dort College's side. Point Buena Vista. So the block put up by the Buena Vista Beavers, and Buena Vista has cut the lead down to 14-8. Ben Hafton has service. 14-8. Ben Hafton serving to the back line, taken by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing throws it outside Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Krausman gets over the top of that one, sends it down to the back corner, off the digger. Jordan Henningsen. 15-8, Dort College is up 7. Set goes to the middle, and off of the block for the kill is Kirsten Van Zuyden. Van Zuyden with the kill. And the defenders lead 15-9. Set number 2 of this best-of-5 match. Dort College 1 set 1, 25-23. And an ace serve for Buena Vista and Jordan Henningsen. So Henningsen with the ace. Serving for Buena Vista is Henningsen again. Taken by Brookhise. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Krausman. Krausman. Well, they said the middle hitter, flown on the quick attack, got a piece of it, and then Krausman sent it over. So 4 contacts called on Dort College. Serve taken by Brookhise. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Krausman with her 6th kill, and the Dort College defenders lead 16-11. 16-11, our score. Buena Vista attacking. Set goes over to Clayton. Clayton with a kill. Clayton with a kill. And for Clayton, we're looking what how many kills Clayton has. And she's got 4 so far. Dort College gets the point, 17-12 now. Dort College by 5. Jenna Van Zanten has service. Van Zanten's short serve controlled by Buena Vista. Beavers attack. And over the block, controlled by Scott, by Hahn, comes back over to Van Zanten. Van Zanten with a roll shot from behind the spike line. Here comes BV. Set goes outside. Wilchin with the swing. Pardon me, that was Henrichs, and now the ball too close to the net, and putting it down is Gaysink. Gaysink with the kill. Kayla with her second this evening, and the Dort College lead is 18-12. 18-12, our score. Controlled by Buena Vista. They'll attack, set right side Clayton. Clayton hits it wide and out of bounds. Point Dort College. 19-12, Clayton with the attack error. Dort College leads by 7. Serve controlled by BV. They'll scramble to it. Now passed over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Hahn to Gaysink. Gaysink, quick attack, flown. Flown to the sideline, controlled by BV. That's Van Haften. Van Haften got to it initially, and then it's helped over by Wilchin. Wilchin with a kill. Wilchin with the kill. It's 19-13. And BV with service, controlled by Van Zandt. Comes right side, flown. Flown through the block and the kill. That will block very late in arriving. Dort College now with a 7-point advantage at 20-13. Short serve controlled by Buena Vista. Here comes the set. Popped over the block, controlled by the defenders. Gaysink to Saar. Saar pushes it over, controlled back by the defenders on the dig. Comes back over to Sculler. Sculler hits the antenna. Point, Buena Vista. So Sculler with the attack error. Serving for the Beavers was Clayton. Dort College went after one that was probably out of bounds. Here comes, well, Sculler's down ball is controlled by BV, but they're unable to get an attack out of it. Here's Sculler. Sculler hits it into the block. Point, Buena Vista. Buena Vista trails 20-15. Serving is Clayton. Clayton serve taken by Bruckheis, and that's an ace serve for Clayton. Clayton with the ace serve. Dort College leading 20-16, but Buena Vista making a charge late. Comes back over to Sculler. Sculler with a tip controlled by Buena Vista. They attack. Blocked at the net was Wilchin. Pushed back over by Buena Vista after the recovery. Gaysink comes back over to Saar. Saar tips to the back corner, controlled by Buena Vista. Set right side, Peters. Peters blocked at the net, saved by Bruckheis. Gets it up and over. Here comes Buena Vista. They'll attack, set left side, over the block. That was Henrichs, controlled by the defenders. Dumped over by Gaysink, controlled by the defenders. Hahn to Gaysink. Gaysink back over to Saar. Saar banks it off the block, down on Dort College's side. Point, Buena Vista. 20-17, Dort College, leading by 3, but Buena Vista has scored 4 points in a row. Ball goes out of bounds on the service. 21-17, Dort College, with the point off the service error. Serving for Dort College is Gaysink. Short serve saved by BV. Set comes left side. Hitting it on the back line for the kill is Van Zuyden. Van Zuyden with her kill. That's her seventh. Serving for BV is Henrichs. Here comes Dort College attacking Gales. Gales with a kill. Well, Buena Vista not in a position where they can play side-out volleyball. Buena Vista set to receive the serve from Bausma. Bausma serve controlled by Buena Vista. They have to scramble for it. Henningsen, now the down ball, nearly finds the floor. Bruckheis able to get to it. Back over to Krausman. Krausman blocked at the net, saves it up and over. Gaysink back over to Gales. Gales with the kill. Danae Gales with the kill, and for Danae, that is kill number 9. 23-18, Dort College by 5. Buena Vista attacks. Van Haften comes back over to Van Zuyden. Van Zuyden redirects it. Orcalage able to get to it. Gales over the block. Covered by Buena Vista. Van Haften dumps it over. Saved by Brookeyes. Gets it to Gasing. Gasing to Saar. Saar unable to put it away. Here comes Buena Vista. Set right side Peters. Peters over the block. Dug by Bousma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Crossman. Crossman off high hands. Controlled by Hemmingson. And now a tip over and out of bounds by Buena Vista. Point Dort College. Dort College now serving for the set and a 2-0 lead in this match. And the serve is short, controlled by Buena Vista. Van Haften sets middle. Van Zuyden into the net. Point Dort College, and the defenders close the set with a 4-0 run. They win it 25-18. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We'll be back with a recap of set number two and the match up to this point. Right after this, you're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders lead set in this match, 2-0. Coming up tomorrow on KDCR, Dort College football, as the defenders will host Dakota State in Great Plains non-conference football action, kicking off at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Dort College soccer is hosting Doan. You can hear those matches via a webcast at www.dort.edu/athletics. And the Dort College hockey team also in action tomorrow afternoon at 4:15. They'll face off with Kansas once again. Dort College cross country will be on the road to Yankton, South Dakota, where they will take part in the Mount Marty invite. And that will get underway tomorrow morning at 10:30. Through two sets, Dort College 27 kills, Buena Vista 21. Set number two, Dort College hit 229, Buena Vista negative 20. Five service aces, four BV total. Dort College with two service aces, three service errors by BV, one by Dort College. 26 digs for the defenders, 28 digs for Buena Vista. Blocks, Buena Vista has four, Dort College has five. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading in this match, 2-0 by virtue of wins in sets 1 and 2, 25-23 and 25-18. Serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bousma. Bousma, the junior from Sheldon, to send it up and over. And Bousma's jump serve controlled by Buena Vista. They'll attack. Set comes to the middle, over the block, and did it catch hands? No, it did not. I thought it might have. Peters on the attack error. Point Dort College. Dort College leads 1-0. Bousma with service to the back line. Saved by Buena Vista. They'll attack. Through the block, controlled by Brookeyes. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing left side, Krausman. Krausman off high hands, controlled by Buena Vista. They'll scramble. A down ball, controlled by Bousma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing right side, Gales. Gales with a swing and the kill. 2-0 our score. Gales with her 10th kill this evening. Bousma has service. Dort College going after their 20th win of the season. Overpass, Krausman to Gasing. Gasing back over to Gales. Gales tips to the sideline of the kill. Gales with their 11th kill. Gason got the set up. And the North College defender lead is 3-0 in set number two. I beg your pardon, set number three. Bausmus serve. And it's pushed down by Saar. Timeout on the floor, charge to Buena Vista. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders leading 4-0 in set number three. Blocked at the net was the attack by Wilchin. Here comes Wilchin again. This time she passes it up and over. Free ball, Dort College. Gasing sets middle, Saar. Saar tip, controlled by Buena Vista, by Dort College after it got blocked at back at the defenders. Here comes Buena Vista. Set right side through the block. Dug up by the defenders and Gasing. Now Buena Vista pushes it over. Free ball, Dort College. Bausma, Gasing. Gasing right side, Gales. Gales kill. Gales with the kill. And for Danae, that is number 12. Dort College, nearly an ace served by Bausma. BV's able to scramble to it, send it up and over. Here's the set over to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Krausman with another kill. She's got seven. So the Dort College lead is 6-0 now. Serving is Bausma. Bausma, short serve, just barely makes it over the net. Here comes Buena Vista, pushed over the net by Peters, controlled by Dort College. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing with the set. The kill out of the middle for Saar, and the defenders lead it 7-0. So Saar registers the kill. Short serve controlled by Buena Vista. They'll attack. Set comes to the middle and blocked at the net was Kirsten Van Zijden. Point Dort College and the defenders leads 8-0. 8-0 our score, and Buena Vista is forced to use another timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. Eight to nothing, Dort College in front. Set number three of this match. Dort College leads in the match 2-0. And the serve is long by Bausma and out of bounds. Buena Vista has burned both of their timeouts already, and Bausma's serve is long, giving Buena Vista their first point of the set at 8-1. Short serve taken by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Saar. Redirects it with the left hand. Now on the overpass, Saar puts it away. Saar with the kill. She's got four, and the defender lead is 9-1. 9-1 our score. Serving is Brookice. Brookice served the back line. Taken by Henningsen. Clayton blocked at the net, but down on Dort College's side. Clayton with the kill. Well, coming up later this evening, late night with the defenders. That will get underway at 10:30 tonight with a variety of activities. Serving for Buena Vista is Kirsten Van Zijden. Taken by Brookice. Comes back to Krausman. Krausman hits it long and out of bounds. Point Buena Vista. It's 9-3. Buena Vista trails by six. Serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes right side back over to Gales. Gales for the kill. Dort College rolling right now, up 10-3. Serving for the defenders will be Selene Hahn. Hahn with service. Serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds. Point. Buena Vista. It's 10-4. So Hahn with the service error. Serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets left side back over to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. Krausman with the kill. She's got eight. And the defender lead is 11-4. 11-4. Serving is Van Zanten. So Dort College by seven as we approach the midpoint of set number three. Dort College trying to make it a sweep. Buena Vista attacking, set right side, Clayton. Clayton tips outside the block and hits it wide. North College leads 12-4 on the attack error by Clayton. 12-4, North College leading. Van Zanten with service. Controlled by Buena Vista. Set left side, off high hands in the kill. That's Abby Henricks. Henricks with the kill. Henricks unofficially with four kills this evening. Serving for Dort College, for Clayton. For BV is Clayton. Clayton hits a long and out of bounds. But a Dort College player touched it as it went out of bounds. Serve taken by Van Zanten. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Flohn. Flohn unable to put it away. Here comes BV. Pushed over the net. Free ball. Van Zanten back over to Gasing. Gasing left side. It comes Sculler. Sculler unable to put it away. Here comes Buena Vista. Backhanded over the net. And the kill for Abby Henricks. She's got five. So an ace moments ago for Clayton. Now a kill for Henricks. And Buena Vista has cut the lead down to 12-7. Van Zanten unable to get to it before it drops to the ground. Got a hand on it is all. Unable to get squared up with it. Buena Vista has service. Chelsea Clayton. Clayton serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Van Zanten. Van Zanten, Sculler. Sculler down ball controlled by Buena Vista. Set right side, Peters, through the block, controlled by Hahn, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back over to Van Zanten, roll shot, controlled by BV. Beavers attack, and off of the block for the kill is Henricks. No, they don't give her the kill. They say Dort College had a pancake save off of it. Pushed over the net by Henricks, controlled by Dort College, and now pushed down. So Dort College takes a 13-8 lead. 13-8, Dort College by 5. Down ball controlled by Buena Vista. And blocked at the net was Abby Henricks. Dort College leads 14-8. 14-8, Dort College by 6. Serving is Byard. Kim Byard serve controlled by Buena Vista. Set comes left side and into the net is Van Zanten, Point Dort College. So an attack error by Van Zanten. 15-8, Dort College leading. Controlled by Buena Vista. They'll attack off the tape and the kill for Abby Henricks. She's got six. So Abby Henricks with the kill. Makes it 15-9. Henricks with service. Her team trailing 15-9. And an overpass, and Peters puts it away. Hahn with the overpass. Peters puts it away. So Peters with the kill. She's got three unofficially. Might have more than that when the tally is done. Taken by Van Zanten. Gets it over to Gasing. Left side it goes Sculler. Sculler off the block and out of bounds. Point, Dort College. Sculler with the kill. It's 16-10. Dort College in front. And Buena Vista has used both of their timeouts already. Dort College has not exhausted one here in set number three. Pushed over the net, dug out by Gales, controlled, Gasing, set left side, Sculler off the high hands in the kill. Sculler with her second kill, and the defender lead is 17-10. 17-10, Gasing serving. So Dort College closing in on win number 20 of the year. Through the block, dug by Dort College, Gasing gets it over to Brookeye, she throws it over, controlled by Buena Vista. Set right side, Peters. Peters blocked at the net, controlled by Buena Vista, and pushed over the net, and it catches the sideline, and a point for BV. BV cuts it down to 17-11. Serving for BV is Courtney Van Haften. Van Haften with serve, controlled by Van Zanten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Sculler. Sculler with the tip, controlled by Buena Vista. Roll shot, covered by Gasing, gets it over to Saar. Saar, right side, Gales. Gales with a tip, controlled by Buena Vista. No, they push it right back. Dorkelich reloads. Comes back over to Gales. Blocked at the net. Gasing covered it. Gets it over to Saar. Saar throws it backside over to Sculler. Passes it over the net. Free ball, Buena Vista. They'll attack left side, Van Zuyden. Van Zuyden unable to put it away. Now the overpass, and Saar with a swing, controlled by Buena Vista. Comes back left side, Peters. I beg your pardon, Van Zuyden. Van Zuyden with a kill. Van Zuyden with the kill. 17-12, Dort College by 5. Controlled by Van Zuyden. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Sculler. Sculler goes wide and out of bounds on the cross-court shot. So the attack error cuts it down to 17-13. 17-13, Dort College by 4. And the serve is long and out of bounds by Buena Vista and Courtney Van Haften. So she has the service error. And Dort College has the lead at 18-13. Short serve controlled by BV. Buena Vista attacks out of the middle, and a big swing dug out by Gasing. Kept it alive, got it over to Bausma. Bausma passed it over the net by Saar. Here comes Buena Vista. Set goes outside to Van Zuyden. Van Zuyden with a kill. Van Zuyden, 2.88 kills per set. She and Clayton at 2.6 kills per set are easily the best offensive producers for Buena Vista coming into this match. Bausma to Gasing. Gasing to Saar. Saar blocked at the net. Picked out of the net by Gales. And Buena Vista scrambling. They can't get to it. A kill for the defenders and Gales. So Gales gets the kill. 19-14. Served by Dort College. Buena Vista covers it. Into the block was Dwilchen. Dort College recovers. Buena Vista scrambling, and they can't get to it. Four hits on Buena Vista. 20-14. Dort College leading by 6. Controlled by the Beavers. They'll attack. Set left side, Clayton. Clayton off the block. Controlled by Krausman. Kept it alive. Gasing falling away. Gets it over to Gales. Gales blocked at the net. Point BV. Wilchin gets the block, and Buena Vista cuts it down to 20-15. Dort College 5 points away from closing this one out. Now they play Hastings tomorrow, does Dort College. 3 o'clock start for the JV, 4:30 start time for the varsity. Gasing comes back left side over to Krausman. Krausman dug up and over. Here comes Dort College reloading. Comes back right side, Bausma. Bausma has to scramble for it. Tried to get it over the net, didn't have an angle to work with, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. Actually, 4 hits on the defenders. It's 20-16. 2016 BV refusing to go away entirely in an ace serve, and it's 20-17. Van Zuyden with the ace, trimming it to 20-17. This one's not over yet. Dort College leads in the match 2-0. Van Zuyden's serve is long and out of bounds. Point Dort College on the service error. Selene Hahn with service. Today, Gales will check out. On the floor for the defenders, Krausman, Flohn, and Gasink in the front. Bausma, Brookhuis, and Hahn in the back. And Hahn has an ace serve. Hahn with the ace. It's 22-17. Serve controlled by BV. Dort College up 5. Van Zuyden around the block. Helped over by Gasing. Pushed back over by Buena Vista. Now a joust at the net. And a double contact called on BV. Gasing with the kill. And that'll bring Jasmine Kalkoven into the match. Kalkoven checks in. Flohn checks out. Hahn with service with her team up 23-17. And hitting it long and out of bounds is Henricks on the attack. And the Buena Vista Beavers trail 24-17. Dort College with a match point. Kylie Velgersdijk will check into the match. Checking out Megan Krausman. So Velgersdijk checks in. Clayton off high hands, and we've got a player in the net for the Dort College defenders. Buena Vista trails 24-18. Dort College serving to finish it out. Beg your pardon, Buena Vista still serving. Dort College trying to finish it out on match point. Taken by Brookhuis, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing left side, Valgersdijk. Valgersdijk with a swing, controlled by Buena Vista. Clayton with a down ball, controlled by Brookhuis. Dort College attacking. Set goes left side, and tooling it off of the block for the kill is Valgersdijk. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College wins 25-18. They win in three, 25-23, 25-18, and 25-17. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Dort College Defenders score a 3-0 win over the Buena Vista Beavers this evening. Dort College improves to 20-7 for the year. Buena Vista falls to 4-20. They are 0-6 in Iowa Conference play. Let's take a look at the numbers that we have. First of all, for the Dort College Defenders, a total of 40 kills for the Defenders this evening. And they also had, trying to do too many things at one time here, Dort College with 35 assists, 41 digs, and a total of 7 blocks. For Buena Vista, 30 kills, 28 assists, 40 digs, and 5 blocks. 4 service aces for the Defenders, 7 service aces for Buena Vista. They also had 5 service errors, did Buena Vista. Dort College had 3 service errors all totaled. The Dort College Defenders led this evening by Danae Gales with 13 kills. 7 kills for Lindsay Flohn, 8 kills for Megan Krausman, 5 kills for Lois Saar, 4 for Kayla Gasing, 2 for Caitlin Sculler. 31 assists for Kayla Gasing, 8 digs for Gasing, 8 for Brookhuis, 5 each for Krausman, Hahn that is, and Van Zanten, 6 digs for Bausma. For Buena Vista, Jordan Henningsen had 11 digs, Kirsten Van Zijden had 11. Van Zijden led Buena Vista with 9 kills. Chelsea Clayton and Abby Henricks had 7 kills each. Blocks. Lois Saar was in on 3, as was Lindsay Flohn for the Defenders. Buena Vista, Jenna Peters, had 3 blocks. And no one else, it appears, with more than 2. Dort College is now 20-7. Buena Vista, 4-20. Let's take another break and be back with more. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders victorious in 3, 25-23, 25-18, and 25-18. The Dort College Defenders, a little trouble this evening, but they recovered quickly enough and won. Wouldn't say going away, but they definitely controlled things in set 2 and 3 after they really had to come from behind in set 1, a match that they, in all honesty, probably would not have deserved to win, but they won it by 2 and were able to hang on for the victory. We'll give Coach Chad Hansen opportunity to make his way out of the locker room, and we'll take one more break and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College wins in 3 this evening over Buena Vista. And taking a seat beside me, rather than Coach Hansen to start things off, is instead Kayla Gasing, starting setter for the Dort College Defenders. And Kayla, slow start for your ball club this evening. You got down early in set number 1. It seemed like you didn't get rattled a whole lot. You're able to come back and win set number 1, 25-23. What's your role as a setter in that situation when your team gets down and you've got to try and steady things. What do you try to do?
Yeah, I mean, obviously you have to try to put up good sets for the hitters because we made a lot of hitting errors that first game. I think Coach said we had around 8. So obviously that's partly on me. I have to get them good balls that they can work with. But also, like, in between plays, making sure we stay positive, even though we came out pretty flat and they came out with a lot of energy, so the momentum was in their favor. So we were trying. I have to try to, you know, keep us composed and keep us looking at the goal. Like, 25 is a long ways to go, so we have to keep that in perspective the whole time.
You win set one, you come back then and win set two and three, and it felt like you were in control of those two sets. Buena Vista got some runs. Did you get that sense that after set number one, sets two and three, things clicked a little bit more for your team and that Buena Vista faded just a bit in those sets?
Yeah, I think they got overwhelmed a little bit when we started playing really good. But also, we came out, like, at the beginning, we had our eyes set on the game tomorrow, and we had to remind ourselves after game one that this game is just as important, and this is a big win for us to have, and we need to pick up our play.
Sets numbers two and three, you're out there directing things, and you, for lack of a better word, the quarterback or a point guard for volleyball. What goes into your decisions on who to go to in what situations? I know there's a lot that goes into it, but just take us through what goes through your mind when you've got two or three options.
Yeah. Well, a lot of it has to do with where the ball goes, what's the easiest set or what set I think is going to throw off the defense the most. And also, I have to be mindful of which hitter's hot at that time. Like, if there's a hitter that the other team can't stop, we're going to keep giving her the ball until they stop them. So those are the main two, where the pass is and which hitter's on.
Hastings tomorrow. Have you guys crossed paths with Hastings at a tournament or anything like that this year? Okay, so you haven't seen them. You beat them last year here, if I remember correctly, 3-1 on Parents' Weekend. What do you remember about Hastings? What's the scouting report on Hastings?
They're really big, got some powerful hitters, and they're all around a solid team. They haven't lost in conference yet. They've won a lot of five-game matches, so, it's going to be a good game.
Kayla, I will let you go. Hopefully this wasn't too painful. I tried to make it easy, I will let you go. Have a good evening, and go get them tomorrow in Hastings.
Yeah, thank you.
That's Kayla Gasing, setter for the Dort College Defender Volleyball Team. Coach Chad Hansen now will have a seat as well as we wrap things up here from the DeWitt Gymnasium. Coach Hansen, Kayla talked about the fact that your team started a little slowly in set number one. it seemed like you had to refocus and talk a little bit about refocusing the team. She said we might have been thinking about tomorrow a little bit too much with Hastings coming up. Did you get that sense that maybe just not quite as sharp as you needed to be early on in set number one?
Oh, for sure. that's a great question. Whether our focus was on Hastings or not, what I look at in the play-to-play moments are we talking the way our system asks us to talk? Are we ahead of the play the way our system asks us to be ahead of the play, or are we quiet? And without a doubt, the reason for quiet is an unknown variable right now. Maybe we were too focused, and that caused us to be quiet. But the voice and the volume of our voice is what I continue to ask us to grow through the course of this match. And no doubt, Buena Vista came out with some hunger. They served very, very well. They blocked well after the first set anyways. We were almost even in blocks. And they were doing some great things. And I know we got a lot of different things to show tomorrow than what we showed tonight.
Against Buena Vista today, once you won set one, it seemed like you were on your way after that. You pulled away in set two, a fast start in set three. What was the difference in sets two and three? Was it something you were doing? Did Buena Vista, did you feel like they faded just a bit? What's the sense in sets two and three that were the difference?
Yeah, I would say both of those, Mike. And I believe that we really did grow stronger as the match continued. And I would say that Buena Vista may have gotten a little bit more on their heels. And I could see that in the plays where they're looking at each other to determine who's going to make a play on a ball. We get that way at random times, and we snap out of it again in how we respond. So I think I saw more of that on their part, the looking around as opposed to just making plays, which tells me they were not comfortable and not free to play. And I loved how we, I think, grew more comfortable and free in our play. And I think that was the separation in the match.
You asked to take a look at the stats afterwards. What do you see on the stat sheet? What do you look at?
You know, some of the first things I look at are the blocks to see where we are on that. It was a low blocking night for both teams. And I definitely look at the attack percentages for us. I told the team after that first set, hey, we had 14 kills, 8 errors, and that's a 171 attack percentage. That makes for a pretty exciting game, doesn't it? And they smiled, and that was a little tension-relieving sarcasm attempt on my part. But those are some of the things initially I looked at. How did our hitters do? Danae got a great night out of her. I know Loy, from my impulse, Loy seemed to be up and available quite a bit. And her numbers actually surprised me a bit. I felt like she had more kills than that. And then the other one, Lindsay, I felt like was up, and her stats reflect what my mind saw. So those are some of the initial things I look at. Service aces and errors, you know, it was a little softer night for us on the serving side of it. And I felt like actually Buena Vista may have outserved us.
Hastings tomorrow, that's a big one. They're 10-0 in the conference. You're 9-1. This isn't a matter of you're 4-0 and 3-1 or something like that.
Right.
A substantial part of the season is behind us in terms of the conference race. This one is either going to really tighten things up or probably put Hastings in a very good position. Big match tomorrow.
It for sure is. And in my mind, this is assuming all variables stay the same and we both continue to have great seasons after we play each other to finish out the regular conference. This match determines who gets to host all the way through the GPAC tournament. And that's a strong position to be in for either of our teams. I love how we've been playing on the road. And tonight, in some senses, felt like a road contest with just how kind of quiet and subdued the crowd was. But nonetheless, it is a big, big match tomorrow, and one that we're excited for. I've been looking at this match for a long time on our calendar. So we're amped for it. Hopefully we'll get there and enjoy the trip and the return.
Coach, I will let you go. Enjoy the evening and have a safe trip to Hastings tomorrow.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. That's going to do it for our broadcast this evening. We'll be back on the air tomorrow afternoon with football. 12:40 kickoff from the Open Space Park, Dort College versus Dakota State. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.